Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activates your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Hello, everybody. Good afternoon. This is Sherry Dillard, and I am so happy to be here today. And I'm really happy to be here today because I have a special guest that I feel so honored to be here today. She's going to be talking to us about intuition, about her new book. This is, of course, Sonia Choquette. She is a globally celebrated and dynamic spiritual teacher, a sixth sensory consultant, enchanting storyteller, and transformational visionary guide. Known for her delightful humor and skill in quickly shifting people out of difficulty and into flow. She's the author of 19 international best-selling books. 19. That's a lot of books. On personal growth, awakening intuition, creativity, and transformational leadership, including the New York bestseller, The Answer is Simple. Sonia is inspiring a global conscious movement around the truth that we as humans are divine beings endowed with six senses to guide us through life, and insists that we must activate and rely on our innate sixth sense in order to make the most authentic, well-informed, healthy, and soul-satisfying decisions possible. Her work has been published in over 40 countries and in 37 languages. 37 languages, can you imagine? Making her one of the most widely read authors and experts in her field in the world. Because of her unique gift, Sonia is in high demand around the world as she is unsurpassed in effectively helping both individuals and organizations dramatically improve their experience in empowering and transformational ways. She's been educated at the University of Denver, the Sorbonne in Paris, in addition to holding a doctorate from the American Institute of Holistic Theology. She's also a member of the Transformational Leadership Council, and she is also the host of her own weekly radio show, Trust Your Vibes, on Hay House Radio. So we are really lucky to have Sonia with us here today. We're going to talk a little bit about intuition, and then we're going to talk about her book, Grace, Guidance, and Gifts, Sacred Blessings to Light Your Way. So, Sonia, are you here?
Hi, yes.
I'm so happy to have you. So, well, let's jump
right
into
it. I'm grateful. Thank you so much.
Oh, like I said, I feel like I hit the jackpot having you here. Tell us just a little bit, before we get into your book, what do you think? You've been doing this work for so long, you're worldwide kind of, you know, celebrated as an authority. What is, in your opinion, the importance? Why should we develop? Why should we even care about intuition?
Well, I always like to share with the people I speak to or teach or work with as clients that intuition is centered in our heart, and our heart is the first organ in the body to develop. It is the most important sense to connect us to our authentic self, to who we really are. And it is so important for us to listen to it for a whole spectrum of reasons. There's not a linear reason for our safety, for our relationships, for our productivity, for our creativity, but mostly because it's the guidance that keeps us in integrity with ourselves, to really help us stay faithful to who we are. And that's what every one of us is really seeking in life, is to live a life that really feels like I am living my life, being the true me that I am. And without listening to your intuition, which is the voice of that, which is the guidance system of that, you will not succeed. You will be lost.
That's very good. I like that definition. That's wonderful. You know, so many people, you know, kind of feel intuition is really about getting answers to solve life's problems and to kind of, you know, maneuver through life in a way that they can figure it out easier. And certainly intuition can help us with that. But I really, really like what you just said, because I, you know, once you get the other, once you get that, the integrity, and you get the ability to really know who we are, the other things seem to kind of fall in line.
Absolutely. And without that, we are just scrambling through a maze of other people's projections on us, trying to be what's expected from the outside, getting deeper and deeper into a dissonance with our own spirit. And it's just a train wreck of an outcome in terms of feeling good about your life. And it's true, because there are people who have succeeded financially, but still, because they're not listening to their intuition, don't feel happy. There are people who are in relationships, but because they're not showing up as who they really are and not following their intuition, they don't feel fulfilled. So it's really the secondary gains of the external expressions of our life, while important, are not enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk a little bit. Let's jump into your book, Grace, Guidance, and Gifts, Sacred Blessings to Light Your Way. Would you like to please just tell us a little bit about that book?
Well, I wrote that book because beyond our intuition, there are two other elements that really will bring, it's like a trilogy of blessings that if we will connect to, will bring us, put us in the flow of our highest self, our greatest good, our most authentic and creative self. They are the grace of God. We need more than our own ego and personal willpower to get through life to really, truly succeed. So I write about how to recognize grace, how to invoke and ask for grace, and how to be gracious and graceful in our own expression. The second is guidance, which is what we were just talking about, which is the guidance that comes from the heart space, the guidance that comes from our spirit, our authentic self. And the third is gifts. People ask all the time when they come to me for readings, what's my purpose in life? And it is, use your gifts. That is your purpose. But it's also to receive graciously the gifts of others and the gifts that life gives us. Mm-hmm. So it's a book, it's a blessing book. It's a book that gives you a very mini lesson every day. Uh-huh. It gives you a blessing, a mantra, an intention, and it's just enough for the day, because we learn best in bite sizes.
I see. So is it a day by day?
Yes, you open it up at any point, and it's a lesson for you, a mantra, an intention, and a blessing. Because our minds beat us up, and as beautiful spiritual beings, we are blessed, and we have to train ourselves to become conscious and receive the blessing. And the blessing of us, in terms of our being here, we are a blessing as well as receiving blessings.
Absolutely. Just give me an example. Like so we kind of have a sense of inner guidance on a daily basis. What might that look like?
Okay, so you might open up a page and say, I have a daily lesson that today's lesson is to say yes to every hint, aha, hunch, notion, every intuitive fleeting flash. Say yes instead of no, or why, or I'm afraid, or that's silly. Just today, say yes.
And how about
because
grace?
It is the highest form. And then the grace, I would say, one of the ways in which I believe that we have fallen out of touch with grace is we have forgotten to live graciously. So maybe today's lesson would be gracious in all you do. Mm-hmm. Take an extra moment and be kind. Move with grace. Speak with grace. And be graceful in the actions of the day, instead of just plowing forward in helter-skelter and chronic emergency and drama.
Right.
And that allows grace to flow through you.
So when we come back, we're going to take a break in a minute. We're going to come back and I want to talk maybe a little bit more about the connection with grace, how we would actually every day receive grace perhaps, and what connection that will have with maybe even helping our intuition or helping us develop that, and what maybe the connection is between spirituality in that way and grace. We're going to take a break. A break right now. We'll be right back.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Being you created the change you would like to see in this world. What if there are tools to help you access you? This is Glenna Rice, Access Facilitator and the Questionable Parent, and I'm teaming up with Access Facilitator and former NFL running back Ricky Williams to teach Access the Bars Foundation and Level 1, 5 days to change your life, in Seattle, February 8th to the 12th. For details, go to accessconsciousness.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Hello, everybody. You're back with Intuit University, and this is Sherry Dillard. And my special guest today is Sonia Choquette. She's the author of over I guess, 19 international best-selling books and the author of the New York Times bestseller, The Answer is Simple. We're talking today about her latest book, Grace, Guidance, and Gifts, Sacred Blessings to Light Your Way. And during the break, I was talking to Sonia about the book, The Miracle Workers Handbook, the book that I put out last March about working with Master Teacher Mary and the importance of accepting grace and its connection to intuition and spirituality. And Sonia's going to talk a little bit more right now about that connection between grace, maybe in her experience, what has grace been like for her in her life, and how that connects for her with her own inner guidance and spirituality.
Well, I actually am so aware of grace because I feel that every day grace shows up in my life in the form of blessings that no way could I have created them on my own. Mm-hmm. No way I could have been clever enough, creative enough, generous enough, sophisticated enough to see how things just fall into place. So the first thing that I encourage people that I work with in terms of grace is to first start recognizing how much it's already there. How much mm-hmm. you already are graced. It's not something you want to necessarily feel you have to figure out how to receive. It's there. It's more of an awakening to how much of your life you are so graced with, you know, that the comforts of your life are a grace, the friendships of your life are a grace, the conveniences of your life, especially as a person who's traveled as much as I have, are a grace. Mm-hmm. So it starts with a recognition that grace is all those gifts that we just, especially in our Western world, take for granted.
Yeah, we certainly do.
So I say start with gratitude to begin to feel the grace. Begin to recognize how much is there for you. Just there for you. Mm-hmm. And that it's by God's grace that it's there. It's not by your invention. It's not by your effort. So much is there. And so I really do encourage people to begin to witness, because once you begin to witness the grace already there and really be express gratitude, which is an acknowledgement of grace, then it sort of amplifies. You know, the more you notice, the more you have it. The more you notice, the more you acknowledge, the more you have it. It seems to work in that kind of a spiral.
Absolutely.
And so I do recommend for those who are feeling out of touch with grace or just feel that they're not experiencing that divine support, look again. Mm-hmm. Just look again, and maybe with a little broader view. And then I also feel that, and we talked about with your connection to Mother Mary, I was raised Catholic, and I have a very, very close connection to Mother Mary, and one of my graces every day is that I feel so blessed is I say a rosary every day. Mm-hmm. And I pray for grace. You can ask for it. And I ask for the grace to help me be of the service that God designed me to be. Mm-hmm. Not what I designed me to be. Because my own designs sometimes are pretty confused. Maybe God has a different plan for how I to express myself or be of service or be of use. So I do encourage people to remember the power of prayer or however you talk to God. You talk to Mother Mary, you talk to the Ascendant. There is a very rich world on the other side of the veil, eager to support us with we ask. And
yeah.
So prayer.
Yeah, I'm so thrilled to hear that. I didn't know that about you. I actually did not grow up Catholic. I grew up with a Methodist mother. My mother was a Methodist minister, and I have a lot of my brother is also – my other brother is a Catholic. He converted to Catholicism, and he's a Catholic professor at a university. But I just have always felt an incredible connection to Mary and felt really called to write that the book I wrote, in part because of what you just said, which was – I have a version of the rosary in the book. It's a kind of a spiritual version of it that's non-denominational. But basically what you said, it's invoking that her energy, her grace, her love, mm-hmm. her heart, every day, giving up our own sense of what our plan is for the day or what we think or feel, and asking, you know, part of the prayer is fill my mind with your thoughts, open my heart with your love. Because I think as we do that, and that to me is where intuition comes from too, because intuition right. for me is a gift. It's kind of a grace of coming into our life that's outside of our own sense of ego knowing. And it's, I think when we invoke and actually like you do, you pray and you open yourself to that, then you're inviting in that highest vibration that just changes everything, you know?
I just can't imagine feeling capable and equipped to live in this world in a really sound, grounded, creative way without that practice of prayer and asking for God's grace, asking for the grace of Mary, asking for the grace of heaven, asking for the contact of my own higher self. It just causes a massive amount of confusion in my conscious mind to attempt to live a single day without it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's just, completely
it's just
agree.
Not fair. So, but here's the thing: if someone's to me asking for grace is like turning on the light in a dark room.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to build the house and wire it; just turn on the light in your heart, and that is through invocation and prayer and gratitude to begin. Like I say, just take a second look. It's already there.
Yeah.
And it will grow as you notice. Mm-hmm. It will expand as you begin to recognize grace. And that's just a daily practice. So,
and I think
that...
Don't you think too, recognizing our gifts too, recognizing the gifts that we're given every day
and what is a gift? Well, that's my third piece of the book. There's three forms of gift. There's the mm-hmm. gifts we have, we possess, and we know our gifts. It might be mm-hmm. the gift of listening. It might be the gift of healing. It might be the gift of sweeping the floor and organizing papers. We all have a gift, and they're all of equal value. We also are gifted by others' gifts. So to open ourselves and recognize the gifts that through God gives us through other people. Like today, you're giving me the gift of allowing me to even have a conversation with your listeners. What a gift to me.
What a gift to
That's
me.
An incredible gift.
And what a gift to them.
And then the third gift is God's gift to us. I mean, it's a gift that we can even have this conversation that people are able to listen to all over the country. Mm-hmm. What a miracle. It's a gift that we can even be mindful enough to have this conversation or be available to this degree of awareness. Gifts are so abundant if we just begin to realize everything in life is a gift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everything,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. And Sonia's going to have to leave us in just a moment. So just to remind everybody, this is the book, Grace, Guidance, and Gifts, Sacred Blessings to Light Your Way. And it's a book that has a daily blessing. Let me get this right. Grace, an inner guidance, and a personal gift. So it's something that you're not going to get overloaded with in terms of trying to figure
right.
it all out too much. You can kind of just read the passage a day.
You get a blessing. I channeled the blessings.
Oh, okay.
They are so beautiful. Mm-hmm. You get a lesson, a mantra to kind of just anchor the conversation so that you get that little bit of a bite-sized lesson that you needed. Just enough for today, because that's all we can ever use anyway.
Mm-hmm. That's very true.
And there's a prayer and a blessing and a mantra and a lesson, and you can read the whole thing for the day in 5 minutes, maybe 6 or 7 at the most.
Sonia, we're going
to
have to
start your day.
We've got about a minute left here before you leave us. If people wanted to learn more about you and check out your books and other things that you're doing, your classes, how would they, what's your website address?
It's my name, so I would invite you to go to Sonia, S-O-N-I-A, Choquette, C-H-O-Q-U-E-T-T-E. SoniaChoquette.com. I have a wonderful website, free gifts on it, free meditations, lessons, free videos. There's just so many things there. And all my courses, online courses, all my books, radio show, everything. So please do come and visit. I would be so grateful for anyone.
Thank you so much for being with us today. And please, everyone, check out Sonia Choquette, and thank you so much, and we'll be right back.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Sherry Dillard, and you're listening to Intuit University, and I'm very glad that you are. We just finished a half hour with Sonia Choquette, and we're going to continue for the next half hour. I'm going to be talking a little bit about using your intuition in times, well, let's say to help you to keep safe, to help you to calm in times of stress, in times of fear and trauma. And I also want to let you all know that I am going to take calls this half hour at 800-930-2819. Again, that's 800-930-2819. If you'd like to give me a call, you know, and I'd love to hear from you too. If you feel your intuition has at some point helped you, kept you out of harm's way, helped you to kind of maybe become aware or in some way calmed you during times of crisis, please give me a call. I'd love to hear your story. Obviously, you know, right now we are, as a nation, and, you know, even bigger, I'm sure it's affecting even other people in other places, but certainly we're being affected by the recent events in Boston with the bombs, I should say. And, you know, coming off the tail of a lot of trauma, we've had a lot of nationwide stress, a lot of it in the past year, several years. And I want to talk a little bit about intuition and how it can kind of help to warn you, keep you safe. You know, I think that maybe, I don't know if you know this, it was out in the news, but if you don't, let me talk a moment about the tsunami that happened in Thailand years, I don't know, not too long ago, and how the animals, not just there, it's just an example, but, you know, at times when there is natural disaster, animals seem to find safety before it happens. They seem to kind of head for the hills during that tsunami time. And I remember hearing in the news after that happened that there were not many animals at all that were killed during that disaster. And it's true of other disasters too, is that animals in nature have that sense. They have that instinctive, intuitive sense when something is about to happen and they're able to kind of take care of themselves. I believe that we also have that sense. I believe that we also are equipped innately with the ability to get out of harm's way, know maybe not exactly what's happening, but to be able to, there's something in us that can signal us. During 9/11, I'll tell you my story about 9/11 in a moment, but I had so many people contact me, more so than I have for any other disaster, traumatic event, telling me about dreams they had. I had people contacting me who one woman whose husband was supposed to be on the plane that flew into the Twin Towers, but she woke up at night and just told him he could not leave, that she just felt like he could not go, and he didn't go, and that saved his life. And on the planes in 9/11, they said that it was a very unusual day for the planes, because normally those flights would have been full, and they were not full. They were maybe even about half full or even less. And in and of itself, that was kind of a phenomenon. So somehow some people kind of, their intuitive sense, something happened that they didn't get aboard those planes. And that's what I want to talk about today. Our intuition, our kind of our survival intuition, our gut survival intuition, comes to us from our lower chakras. Now, for those of you who are listening who are not familiar with chakras, chakras are the energy systems that kind of energetically start at the top of our head. There's seven of them, and they are seven kind of different chakras throughout our body, going down the base of our spine to the base of our spine. And every chakra has with it an intuitive gift. The higher chakras, the sixth chakra is the third eye area. That's where we have clairvoyance. We're able to see visions. A lot of our dream energy comes from that sixth chakra. The heart chakra, I'm just going to jump to some different chakras. The fourth chakra is our heart chakra, and that's a chakra where we're able to kind of really connect with kind of more of a heart-centered knowing, a wisdom and awareness in that way. Your safety chakras, those chakras that are going to signal you about something's off here, something, you know, kind of warning you, we'll say, you know, the warning chakra is actually more in the first, second, or third chakra. Those are the chakras that start at the solar plexus and down. Those are kind of our instinctive, connected to the earth chakras. Now, why is this important? Why is it important to know where this, the kind of the vibe for intuitive safety comes? It's actually very important because when we get a warning, when we get an intuitive warning, it's going to happen in the lower chakras. It's going to feel like a gut feeling. If it happened in the higher chakras, like the sixth chakra or the fourth chakra or the seventh chakra, then we might get, and some people do have visions of traumatic events, or they have a sense of knowing what's going to happen. Those are kind of higher chakra events. A warning, intuitive warning, is not going to necessarily come in that form. In other words, you're not going to be maybe, we'll say, getting ready for a trip and you have a vision of, oh my gosh, you know, I got to avoid that area of town, or I've got to be careful about what plane I get on. It's most likely for the average person, you're not going to know what's going on. So don't like wait and say, well, I didn't see a traumatic event happening. I didn't get a sense that my plane was not going to take me where I needed to go in the way I needed to get there. So I guess I'm okay. What you want to tune into more is your stomach. You want to tune into your gut feeling. It's going to feel like this. It's going to feel kind of uneasy. It's going to feel like something's off. So, all right. So number one, what you're going to do is listen to your gut feeling, your lower chakras, before you take a trip or go someplace or if whatever. You could just on a daily basis listen here. It's not going to feel like fear. This is the other interesting thing about your safety intuition. You're not necessarily going to feel afraid of anything because intuition doesn't operate through giving you feelings of fear. You're not going to feel, oh my gosh, I'm so afraid. I'm not going to go. I just got this feeling of fear. Most likely that's not going to happen. So don't wait for that. And if you do feel a lot of fear, it's probably not your intuition. It might be something else, but it's probably not your intuition. What it's going to feel like instead is going to be something's off. Something just isn't feeling right about this. And that's why we usually ignore our intuitive safety, is because it doesn't feel like fear and we don't exactly know what's going to happen. And so we brush aside those feelings of something feels off here or my stomach just feels a little uneasy. We tend to dismiss and disregard those feelings because it doesn't seem big enough. It doesn't seem like a real warning. It doesn't seem like, you know, something's really going to happen. So, again, first thing to know is the gut feeling. Second is that gut feeling is going to feel like something's off. Something's just not right. The third thing that is important to know about safety intuition is going to be that things are just not going to be flowing. Things are just not going to be working out with trips, with all kinds of things. It's going to feel like you're going against the flow. And, you know, if you've ever done anything, and sometimes, like, you want to take a trip or you want to go someplace or you want to do something, and just nothing, nothing seems to be moving in the right direction, you know? The ticket, the plane ticket, you lose it, or, you know, you're late for the airport, or you get a flat tire on the way, or something happens. And I'm going to give you an example when we come back from a break about something that happened on, for me on a trip as an example of that. And when those things happen, we tend to kind of get upset. We tend to blame the airline or blame our car or we blame traffic or we blame just life in general that it's like so difficult to get these things done. But instead of doing that, keep mindful that that is one way that may be preventing us from an event, a situation, or something that just really is not in our highest good. And it would be like really in your best interest to just take a moment, pause, and say something to yourself like, you know what, I accept what's happening here. I accept that things are not going in the way that I would like them to go, and maybe there's a sign, maybe there's a message, maybe I just need to listen to this without knowing again. That's our big thing. We always want to know, but sometimes you're not going to know, so you're going to have to just keep mindful of that. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk a little bit more about intuition and safety, how to use it to calm yourself, and also I'll give you a couple examples, and we'll be right back.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 100 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
If you are new to quantum techniques, it's easy to get a free 30-minute one-on-one session with a QT practitioner. All you need to do is make a minimum purchase of $25 from our online store at quantumtechniques.com, and you will receive a session with a QT practitioner that is worth $200. Click on the Discover Health Today in the Moving Banner section near the top of our website's homepage to get more information. Take advantage of this today.
Join Deborah Diane's live clearing teleconferences to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, so every call is unique to that particular group. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing benefiting everyone on the call. To register for a teleconference, go to ConsciousTreePatterning.com and click on the Register tab to reserve your space in the next call.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Hello, everybody. You're back with Intuit University, and I'm Sherry Dillard. We're talking right now about, about safety intuition, and it's very important because of this world we live in, and we all have it, and we just need to learn how to use it and how to activate it so that we can kind of draw from its wisdom and take the kind of direction that it's offering us. I also want to mention, by the way, my website is www.sherrydiller.com. Please feel free to check it out. Again, www.sherrydiller.com. Check out my website, sign up for my newsletter. And I also want to mention that for those people in the Raleigh area, North Carolina, I'm going to be giving a talk on intuition and happiness on Friday evening, May 31st, from 7 to 9 at the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship in Raleigh. You can find out more about that on my website. Before we left, took the break, like I said, I was talking about some things that we all need to be mindful of. And just in review, our gut intuition, our feeling intuition of intuition safety is going to happen in the lower part of your body. It's going to feel a queasiness. It's going to feel most likely a warning comes is the feeling of just something not feeling right. And, you know, if you're going to be going to work or you're going out of the home or whatever you're doing, you might just want to take a moment and check, take a long, deep breath, relax, breathe, and then just kind of feel your body and just draw your awareness to your third chakra, your lower part of your body, your solar plexus, down to the base of your spine. And just get a sense, breathe into it, relax, and get a sense of how that feels. Like project that thought of where am I going? What's going to be happening? How does that feel? And you'll get a sense of feeling, whether that be a feeling of ease, a feeling of stress, whatever the feeling is. Let's say it's a stressful feeling or something feels off. Simply ask yourself, and this always works, even though it seems almost too simple to work, but just ask yourself, is this feeling that I'm feeling of something being off connected with something I'm experiencing on a personal level or my own fear? Or is it really something I need to be listening to, that an unknown that I don't know, an external event or something like that? If you just kind of breathe into that, ask that question, you're going to be surprised at how you'll get a pretty strong sense almost immediately of whether or not wherever this feeling is coming from. And then you can, you know, obviously at that point you have to choose to listen to it or not. And depending on the strength of it, most people regret it when they don't listen. And again, it's going to depend on the degree of energy involved in this, but listening to your intuition in this way always pays off. I did want to share one story with you. Actually, I've got two interesting stories, and both of them are going to show you how intuition can work when something is off, when something as a warning. Although this was not a true warning, but my son was in New York City at the time of 9/11. He had just went up there. My mother had died at the end of August, and my son went up to school in New York City right after that. So he had just gone up there. He had never really been away from home. And this was, of course, like, you know, 10 or 11 days after he had left here. And he was in Manhattan. He was living about 10 blocks from the Twin Towers. And one morning, I think it was a Monday morning, I had a client, I remember, at 10 in the morning, and I never, ever watched the news. Well, very rarely, very rarely. And I never watched television, especially, I mean, I watch maybe something in the evening now and then, but I really never watch it during the day, and certainly not in the morning. And the thought came to me that I needed to send my son a care package. And even though I was busy and I was kind of, you know, getting ready for work and all that, I thought, you know what, I need to make sure I have his correct address. I'm going to give him a call because I feel like I need to send him something. So I took the phone in one hand, I sat down on the couch, and I turned the television on. While I'm dialing his number, I'm watching television, I'm watching the news, and they're showing that the plane hitting the Twin Tower, right as I'm kind of dialing his number. And to my surprise, he picked up, which was another surprise, because I thought I'd leave him a message because I thought he would be in school, but for some reason he wasn't. And he was in his apartment, and I said to him, did you know that a plane just hit the Twin Towers? And he said, no, I didn't know that. And I said, yeah. And then, of course, there was another one that hit. And he said, well, you know, I can see the Twin Towers from the top of my building. Let me see what's happening. So I said, well, okay, don't get off the phone. So he ran up to the top of the building, and he was horrified. He was absolutely horrified in what he was seeing. He could see the Twin Towers. He could see the disaster. He could see, at that point, they hadn't fallen yet. And he saw people kind of jumping from the, obviously, you know, the windows. And it was really traumatic as he, anybody who was part of that, the whole nation was part of it. But the blessing in that was that I was on the phone with him when he became aware of this, and I was on the phone with him when he saw the most horrific part of this. And it was clearly my intuition that led me to do that. Like I said, I hadn't even thought of sending him a care package. I had his address. I didn't know why I thought I needed to check it, but I called him. And I turned on the television and watched the news right as I was dialing his number, right when the Twin Towers were being hit. So I was led to do that, but I want to bring up that story for a couple of reasons. One is I didn't ever feel at that time, I didn't know there was a disaster happening. I didn't know that, and at the time I didn't know if his life was in danger because I didn't really know the extent of it, but I, at least I had him on the phone and I knew he was safe. So I had a couple other things, stories, but we're running out of time. But again, I want to share that story because that's sometimes the way intuition works, is that I wasn't given a disaster red flag, your son is in danger. I was given more of, you know what, give him a call. No, really, give him a call. Give your son a call. Turn the television on. Go turn the television on. And I just kind of followed and I did it and I didn't question it, and I didn't say to myself, you know what, but I never watch television. Why am I watching the news? Why am I calling my son? He's in school. I know his address. I don't need to do any of this. I just kind of followed along with those inner feelings I was having, and it worked out wonderfully, because if I had not gotten a hold of him and I knew that he was that close to it, I would have been so, I can't even imagine how I would have felt. But anyway, thank you so much for listening today. I was so glad Sonia joined us in the first half hour. This is Sherry Dillard with Intuit University, www.sherrydillard.com. And I will talk to you all again next week. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Tune in each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Each week, Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherrydillard.com. That's www.sherrydillard.com. See you next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat! How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 Hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, baby. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.